Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, November 13, 2020, Natural Resource Commission meeting, November 2020. The Natural Resource Commission met on November 12, 2020. The meeting was held via teleconference. The following topics were among those discussed. Remarks, Department of Natural Resources Director Kayla Lyon and new Conservation and Recreation Division Administrator Pete Hildreth gave updates on events, site visits, derecho damage, and a Canada Goose study presented by Orrin Jones, Wetlands Program Leader. Donations approved. The Commission approved 19 donations totaling $172,000. The donations ranged from $25 to $125,000. Contracts approved. The following contracts were approved. A contract with the Iowa Association of Soil Conservation District Commissioners for contract employment of 5 wildlife specialists and 4 wetland easement team technicians. The amount is not to exceed $1.3 million. The contract extends from November 12, 2020 to September 30, 2024 and is funded with a Federal Conservation Partners competitive grant. A contract with Janice Weimers for land management activities described in the Wildlife Management Plan. The amount is not to exceed $30,000. The contract extends from November 12, 2020 through August 1, 2025 and is funded through the Voluntary Public Access Grant, Iowa Habitat Access Program, IHAP. A contract with Taki Properties, LLC for land management activities described in the Wildlife Management Plan. The amount is not to exceed $71,000. The contract extends from November 12, 2020 through August 1, 2029 and is funded through the Voluntary Public Access Grant, IHAP. A contract with Case Western Reserve University for chronic wasting disease research. The amount is not to exceed $40,000. The contract extends from January 1, 2021 to September 29, 2021 and is funded through a U.S. Department of Agriculture grant. A contract with the Scott County Conservation Board to upgrade and replace the outlet structure at Lake Kenyatta. The amount is not to exceed $64,000. The contract extends from November 15, 2020 through December 31, 2021 and is funded by the Lake Restoration Program. Public land acquisitions. The following public land acquisitions were approved. A total of 94 acres near Little Sioux Wildlife Management Area. The purchase price of $290,000 will be funded through the Federal Pittman-Robertson Program, $218,000, and the Resource Enhancement and Protection, or REAP, program, $73,000. A total of 80 acres near the White Pine Hollow Wildlife Management Area. The purchase price of $288,000 will be funded through the Federal Pittman-Robertson Program, $216,000, and the Wildlife Habitat Stamp, $72,000. A total of 41 acres near the Big Sioux River Complex Wildlife Management Area. The purchase price of $115,000 will be funded through the Pipeline Mitigation Funds and the Fish and Wildlife Trust Fund. A total of 92 acres near Rice Lake Wildlife Management Area. The purchase price of $99,000 will be funded through federal monies, $52,000, and the Wildlife Habitat Stamp, $47,000. Construction projects. The following construction projects were approved. A contract of $1 million at Lewis and Clark State Park for dredging. A contract of $410,000 at Lake Anita State Park for roadway pavement maintenance. And a contract of $440,000 at Backbone State Park for roadway pavement maintenance. The next meeting will be held on December 10th, 2020. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Rodrigo Acevedo, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6764, and Joe Simpson, Legal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2251.